Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Dickerson on the call. What a moment for Javi Baez. What a moment for the Tigers, who scored 9 runs back against the wall situation. Advance to Game 5 back in Seattle. And the pitching matchup will be Tarek Skubal and George Kirby. It's brought to you by Old National Bank. John, you asked people for their favorite moment from that game, and there are no shortages of moments to choose from.
No, there are not.
You and I love the Javi moment. You can shout out Riley Green if you'd like, and I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder. Let's go to the phones. Marcus in East Point, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Good morning, good morning. Man, that game was electric. I wanted to go. I went Tuesday. I was one of those boring fans that left early. So I have to admit it. But after sitting in a 3-hour rain delay, it was kind of hard to watch them get beat up on like that. But my favorite moment of the game yesterday was watching Melton just pour through that lineup. That dude was on fire. 98, 99, just about every pitch. And he just ran right through him.
He may have even hit 100 on that last pitch. He's been good the entire postseason.
I think he may have earned a start if we end up with an opener, if we go to the next series, when we go to the next series.
There you go. I saw this ticket text that wanted to know if we can start calling him Detroit Melton. Mark in Belleville.
Yeah, I mean, the job that he did. I mean, the first batter he faces, Eugenio Suarez. Mm-hmm. And then in his second 2 innings, 3 up, 3 down. He did everything that you needed him to do to get you to Vest. And I thought that there was a slight chance that maybe he would go into the ninth. Maybe that was more hopeful just because I wanted to see him finish it off because he had pitched so well. I understand 100% why they went to Vest, and it's, hey, he's been down for a couple of days.
Don't mess around. Yeah. Just shut the door.
Yeah. But he was slamming it shut.
Melton gave the offense a chance to wake up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think yesterday's key moment was Dan Wilson going too long with Miller. I don't think he should have ever saw the 5th inning. And I think he gifted the Tigers. He's horrible second time around in the lineup. And I just think it was he was trying to get cute. You know, and AJ made the change early. And there were people out there critical. Stoney was last night on the postgame of pulling Mice too early. But guess what? Their manager left their pitcher in too long. He made a critical error, and it gave the Tigers a chance. My moment, Riley Green. I called him out yesterday. I said, it's time for your best player to be your best player.
Right.
And that was the breaking the tie, and I think it opened the floodgates. And look, Javi was fun. There's so many moments. Look, but Riley Green has to be good if you're going to advance.
No doubt about it. The only reason I didn't pick that moment is just a 4-3 game was still a little too...
A little too close for comfort.
A little too close for comfort. It's a good way to put it.
He kept the engine going offense. The carryover. I thought they left a little on the table in the 5th.
Yep.
And I was concerned about the Mariners coming right back and scoring. The Tigers have been known to do that lately in this slump. They'll score and the other team will come right back the next inning.
It's funny you mentioned like people not liking pulling Mize. Sitting around fans, like that was the consensus. What are they doing? Why is he out of the game? Why did we blink first? He was pitching so well. He had 6 strikeouts. And the game, I mean, the crowd, we talked about it the night before. When they get down 0-3, that crowd was the same crowd. A very sad, angry, frustrated crowd. Yeah. But we said, hey, these are Tiger fans, man. They just want to believe in their team, and they want to be given a reason to believe in their team. And that 3rd inning, brick by brick, at bat by at bat, Riley busts it open. Javi takes it to another level. That ballpark, that's what playoff baseball can look like in Detroit. Give them a reason, and the crowd will deliver.
And with Mize coming out and then Holton going in and not even being able to get it out, like it made that decision look in the moment even worse.
Well, and then you have to use Finnegan in the 4th inning.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Not ideal, no. But, I mean, AJ knew he had Troy Melton right there.
Apparently. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Rob. You're on 97.1.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
First off, I don't want to say, John, you are two of my nephew's favorite people, by the way.
Thank you.
They took pictures with you in Washington, D.C. when you guys, well, when you guys were playing Maryland a couple years ago. And my cousins are 15-0 when seeing Michigan live in person. But anyway, that's besides the point. Yesterday's game, when Javi had that foul ball, I knew within that game he was going to tear into one, and sure enough, he did. And if Scooble wants to go down in Tigers lore as one of their greatest pitchers, he's going to have to channel that inner Verlander in him and come through in that game five, which he will. He will exorcise the demons, and off to the ALCS we go.
Rob, I mean, yeah, thanks, Rob, and tell your nephews I said hello. But when you think about the position and about Justin Verlander, and everyone that pitches for the Tigers is always going to be compared to him. And then you think about what Scooble has done this year against this team. And we hear it every time that he pitches in Seattle, right? Oh, yeah, he went to the University of Seattle and, you know, all this stuff about, hey, he's paid for the baseball team to be here and see him play. But he's 0-3. If you can conquer those moments as well as send your team one step further than they were last year, get to the ALCS, I mean, yeah, there is a legend that is growing.
This is a lot of ways the opposite of last year, right? Hot finish at the end of the regular season. This year, cold finish. Last year, the Tigers won game three and were up 2-1 before losing the last two.
So this is the opposite year?
Is the shoe on the other foot. And for Scooble, it's a chance to right a wrong. Like in his mind, they talked about it. He's gone back and watched game five of last year's ALDS a lot. He's used it as motivation. Now life has given him a second chance.
A do-over
in his hometown. Like, it is storybook. You talk about lore. He's got a chance to etch one of the great moments in baseball on Friday night.
The lesson learned better be that you don't think you can overpower respectable hitters.
The lesson is don't give up a grand slam. Yes.
Well, no. He throwing 99 down the middle and trying to beat Lane Thomas.
Yeah. Yes.
I still think that doesn't happen last year if he doesn't hit Ramirez.
Sure.
Ticket text. Guys, if you're Seattle, think about it from their perspective. Aren't you feeling like you just blew it? You had a 3-0 lead against a team that can't hit, and they wake up to score 9 runs. Now you face their best pitcher, knowing all the pressure is on you. You could blow it at home in front of your fans where you've blown it for years. Boy, I like being on the other side of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Todd Mount Clemens says, in my 54 years, I've been to a few hundred baseball games, 8 different stadiums. Yesterday was the craziest atmosphere in a great way that I've ever experienced at a baseball game. Goosebumps, and I hope I have the privilege of having that same feeling in the ALCS. Go Tigers!
Obviously, there's pressure on both teams, okay? There's way more pressure on Seattle right now. The history of this organization is to lose this game.
Yep.
And they're feeling it, and they're going to hear it. And you get an extra day to hear it.
Oh yeah, and I mean the pressure is that they haven't done it. They've come up short and small so many times in this moment. They're at home. They were a team, and we talked about it yesterday with looking at the Eugenio Suarez home run and Cal Rally going yard, and you know all of these different moments. They were the team that went basically all in.
Yep.
And so the pressure is 100% all on them.
Especially the deeper it gets in the game, in a low-scoring game where Scooble is dominating. That's the path to the victory, right?
It absolutely is. Let's get to Raymond. You're on 97.1. What's going on?
Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning. I really hate to be this guy. I really, really hate to be this
then
guy.
Don't.
I don't want to be, but the Tigers are fool's gold. I mean, for like 50% of that game yesterday, they were who I thought they were, a team that couldn't hit, a team that would, you know, give up the timely pitches, and Seattle jumped out to a 3-0 lead. I mean, for really 2.5 games of the series, the Tigers couldn't really hit, and then they found their stroke yesterday. I'm very happy. And the Tigers have just been on this roller coaster of a series between, you know, the Cleveland series and the Seattle series. And at this point, I just want them to either win the whole thing or just go away. They are a lovable cockroach. I don't know what to feel, whether I'm happy, sad, mad. And I'm
That's
sure
the beauty
a lot
of sports.
I know it is.
Raymond, I don't know. I mean, Les, you must be real fun at a party. You think that this is all fool's gold and we shouldn't believe what we saw for, you know, half of that game yesterday?
Well, I just think that the Tigers, because of the whole reason that they, you know, dropped the 15.5 game lead to Cleveland, you know, I really felt like they needed to get to the ALCS to even be able to say that the season was a success.
And they're one win away.
Doing that.
Yeah, they're one win away, and they're sending Scooble to the mound.
And the Mariners can just buy their time until Scooble gets out of the game in the 7th to 8th inning, you know, and they can easily put up some runs once they get to our bullpen.
Come on. You want to send Scooble to the mound, and if you can give him even a modest amount of run support.
I don't think there's many people that love Raymond this morning.
No.
Everyone loves Raymond, John.
Take a text.
Jokes for one.
I can't wait till game 6 of the ALCS when we're complaining they still can't hit. What a ride, Josh and Warren. Uh-huh. Yep. The key to the victory yesterday was the Tigers only struck out 3 times. Amazing what happens when you get the ball in play, signed Colin.
Mm-hmm.
Hinch was proactive. Wilson was reactive. That kind of managing decided the game. It's 97-1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.